again to Robert Naur Unfiltered in the villages. Well, golf carts everywhere. Sometimes they can be a fucking pain in the ass. Sometimes they can be fun. Depends on if they're used appropriately and for the right purpose. But it seems that all too often, and almost every day, too many people, mostly newbies that come here, that are fresh to the villages, pretend and think that they're more like little play toys rather than deadly vehicles on the road. So I'm going to cover a few basic things between the villages and on top of the world up in Ocala that use golf carts. There are other places in Florida that use golf carts under 35 miles per hour, but there are distinct differences too. They have to be street legal. If you don't know what that means, you need to look it up per the state that you live in. Yesterday, what spurred me to do this little episode is because in the evening about 5:30 down in DeLuna, my wife and I and two other couples saw a golf cart with 8 people. There were 4 adults and 3 children riding in one golf cart only meant for 4 people. That is not only dangerous, but it's also a crime in Florida. Not a misdemeanor, not a civil, it's a crime. Endangering the public, endangering safety. And because it was not street legal. Where were they? They were on the street, on the road. And when you are on the road anywhere in the state of Florida, and you are driving a golf cart that per state of Florida regulations, which for all 67 counties apply, a golf cart on the road doing over 20 miles per hour has to be legally designated as street legal. That means you have to have proper tag registration, proper insurance, vehicle insurance on it, proper seat belts, windshield wipers, and all the other things, mirrors, and all the other things that a car, a vehicle that's motorized would have to have. Doesn't matter whether it's electric or gasoline. So none of those things were evident by the group of couples going by us with their 3 children. And from the looks of them, the average weight of the two couples was about 600 pounds apiece, 300 pounds for each of the adults. That's a total of 1,200 pounds. Golf cart isn't even meant to carry that kind of weight. And then you add on top of that 3 small children. Very extremely dangerous doing something like that. One, because golf carts have weight limitations just like boats do. They are top heavy and will tip over going around the corner and or if you hit a bump. They are not meant to go over 20 miles per hour for one specific reason. Their brakes are not programmed for excessively high speeds. And even though somebody might think that a golf cart is not excessively speeding at 32 miles an hour, well, I got to tell you what, those brakes will fail. They are not automotive disc brakes. So the danger is that you would be in an uncontrollable vehicle, unable to steer properly. You cannot turn the steering wheel when you have 7 people in a cart, and you cannot safely go around a corner, even slowly. It's extremely dangerous to do that. It shows a lack of common sense, period. But here's the big thing that 99.9% of all villagers and people in Oto tend to forget, that when driving on any street in the state of Florida over 20 miles per hour, and a non-street legal vehicle means you, again, you didn't get it registered, don't have their proper accoutrements, and you don't have insurance on it. The minimum fine is $1,200, and it goes up depending upon what the police officer wants to assess the driver of that golf cart for other infractions, such as not carrying your license, not carrying your proof of insurance, etc., etc., and or being belligerent. So we had recently a villager over north of 44 who got pulled over by the Sumter County Sheriff's Department for speeding. I think they clocked him at 34 miles an hour. And he was on the road, so he got a ticket. The ticket initially was only for $1,200, but he decided that he was Mr. Right Fighter and he was going to go into court and prove the judge wrong. It doesn't work like that, people. And the same thing applies with police officers that pull you over. You can try to be a right fighter, but the best thing to say is, "Officer, I'm sorry, I was speeding in my golf cart. I know I'm going to get a ticket. I'm very sorry, I will not do it again." But no, they wanted to be a right fighter. So his ticket ended up being $3,600, and that included court costs after the judge threw the book at him. And he had to pay $5,000 in legal fees because he had a lawyer he had hired. You cannot help stupid. You just can't help stupid. So it's important that everybody realize that there are severe penalties, even more severe than driving a regular car. That also has to be registered in the state of Florida and have insurance on it. So, and if you don't have insurance and you hit somebody or kill somebody or your passenger gets killed and you get sued, they are going to come after all of your assets with Morgan & Morgan or Danny Newland or whoever. So that's why it's so important to have insurance on your golf cart. Not just minimum insurance. Most people just get minimum insurance. You should have as much insurance on your golf cart for liability, medical coverage, and others as you do on your car. $100,000, $300,000 plus medical costs. Because, yes, there have been quite a few people killed over the past 18 years that I've been here in the villages. Some people have been hit by cars at the fault of the golf cart, not the fault of the driver. Going over a bridge embankment that the villages has quite a few of and killing themselves instantly, flipping out of a golf cart because of excessive speeds going around a corner. There have been a few golf cart drivers on golf courses killed or injured by pretending to play in speed and taking corners too fast on even downhill golf cart areas and hurting themselves. Paralyzation, etc., because when you get thrown out of a cart because you didn't have any restraints or because the golf cart turned over on top of you, which one of my friends actually was horse playing with his friends, the golf cart going down around Colony down the hill toward the Publix, he was doing about 35 miles an hour, it overturned and flipped over on him. They got hurt. It is interesting to note that most people do not know and do not understand this. Now, I've asked the chief of police of Wildwood to pay more attention to this, and he simply ignores it. His name's Randall Parker, a Palmer. Sumter County, I was talking to the lieutenant over in Sumter County Landing, who is the director of the district office over there, and he said, "Oh, yeah, we ticket golf carts almost every single day, anytime we see them doing an infraction. Same applies to Lady Lake and Marion County Sheriff." But for some reason, Randall Palmer in the Wildwood Police Department doesn't take an interest in golf carts. He doesn't think that people can be erratic or dangerous in golf carts and thus doesn't ticket them for speeding here, anywhere on Marsh Bend Trail, or anywhere in the Wildwood area. I don't know why that is, but anyway, the lieutenant at Sumter County Sheriff said he was going to have a chat the next time he saw Randall to talk to him that they should get in compliance with Marion County and Sumter County, and hopefully that will happen, because after what we saw last night with not just one but two golf carts, one golf cart had some really heavy people. One guy's belly was so big it was more than touching his golf cart steering wheel. Thus, he could not control that golf cart because he was too fat and he couldn't turn the wheel safely and properly. Ladies and gentlemen, just like driving a car, you have to be physically fit for driving a golf cart, and you have to be in compliance with all the rules of the roads. Otherwise, there could come a time that your children get thrown out of the golf cart, and also your wife, which has happened quite a few times in the villages over the past 18 years, seen it happen many, many times. And oh my God, with the new golf cart regulations that went into effect in Florida because of Governor DeSantis signing off on them, now, as grandparents, you cannot let your children drive golf carts anymore. Extremely dangerous. Here's why. About 8 years ago, when we were living over near Rhapsody Path in Colony, I was coming to a three-way intersection, and a golf cart coming from my left-hand side was speeding, and the little boy driving the golf cart with his grandfather could not reach the brake pedals, and he was going too fast, and he didn't know how to stop and could not stop the golf cart. So instead of turning right where I was stopped at the stop sign, he kept going straight and ran straight up over the curb into a stop sign. They hurt themselves because the young boy, about 11 years of age, could not reach the brake pedals on the golf cart. It's one of the reasons Governor DeSantis signed into law this new law that takes effect, and you need to read about it, because if you allow your grandchild or anybody under the age, I believe it's 16, with a learner's permit to drive a golf cart, it is going to result in a criminal misdemeanor offense. That's a criminal misdemeanor, and it will go on their young lives record for the rest of their lives. Grandparent or parent that allowed them to drive the golf cart will also be charged. But it is a criminal misdemeanor. And oh, let me bring that back up. The $1,200 minimum dollar fine, and I'm saying minimum, it can be higher, is also a criminal misdemeanor offense. Because in the state of Florida, you are not allowed to drive a golf cart unregistered, uninsured, on a motorway that is not street legal. Now, as long as you comply with being 20 miles per hour or under, you are in compliance with regular golf cart rules. But the minute you go 21 miles per hour, you have become a non-street legal vehicle if you're on a street. So notice, dummies, I'm saying if you're on a street, then you are not in compliance. As long as you're on a multimodal trail, I'm not going to say nobody gives a shit, because people do give a shit. Bikers and walkers and other golf cart drivers on a multimodal trail, they do give a shit if you're acting erratically or stupid with a golf cart. But as long as you're speeding and not hurting anybody, you can go as damn fast as you want to on a multimodal trail. But the minute you hit a street anywhere in Marion or Sumter County or Lake County, you are committing a criminal misdemeanor by doing that, and thus the $1,200 fine. If you don't want to be looking in your rearview mirror all the time for any one of the sheriffs or the police departments, you need to obey the laws. Now let me move on to a little bit more about golf carts in the villages and on top of the world. One of the other things that I didn't say, along with the criminal misdemeanor offense and why you're getting a $1,200 minimum fine, is because it is a mandatory court appearance before a judge in either Lake, Sumter, or Marion County if you are picked up and cited for a non-street legal vehicle because you are doing 21 miles per hour or faster. What about the points that will go against you? They're pretty stiff. You need to look at the DMV law, state rules. It is not a 3-point. It's either 4 or 5 points will be assessed against you for that infraction. And that will significantly jump up your automobile insurance in the state of Florida, which is already the highest in the entire United States. Think about that. Money out of your pocket for the next 7 years until your record basically gets expunged for the points, not the criminal misdemeanor, but the points. Then on top of that, there's also the differences between on top of the world and the villages. All of the roads in the villages are public roads maintained by the county or the city or township. And on top of the world in Ocala, it is a privately owned neighborhood. It is a 24/7 security gated neighborhood, which the villages is not. And the only time that the police or sheriff's department from Marion County will ever enter on top of the world is if there is a true traffic accident, and it is a severe one. How do I know this? Because I called the sheriff of Marion County one time, because all of the same problems that exist in the villages also exist at on top of the world. Speeding, horseplay, being a bit stupid with golf carts, not paying attention to traffic, getting into accidents. All of those same things apply and do happen in On Top of the World. But because On Top of the World is a private community and not accessible, even though the roads are not public within the gates, the sheriff will not, as I was told by the sheriff's office, we will not enter On Top of the World unless requested to do so by On Top of the World. Thus, there is no enforcement against golf carts breaking regulations, not following state rules, speeding, excess, etc., not having a street legal vehicle. So all of the things that you will get a ticket for in Lake, Sumter, and Marion County by infractions with golf carts, chances are pretty much 100% you will never get a ticket and any charges against you if you live in On Top of the World. Now, that's not necessarily a good thing. Oh, I can speed and do whatever I want to there, you. So, but not true. Common sense has to rule, obviously. But it is a significant difference. The cops will not get involved in anything and On Top of the World unless there's been an accident and or a death. To my knowledge, there has never been a death attributed to golf carts in On Top of the World. Whereas there have been quite a few traffic and fatalities with golf carts in the villages as long as I have lived here off and on for 18 years. And so that's the bottom line. And you need to pay attention to that and use some common sense, even when you're on a multimodal path, though the cops and the sheriffs cannot get you on a multimodal path. Unless you have an accident and kill somebody or hurt somebody, then they can ticket you. But as long as you're speeding on a multimodal path and not hurting anybody, well, I guess you can get away with it. But you're really tempting fate if you're speeding in a golf cart anywhere in the villages. All it's going to take is that one time you didn't see them and they clocked you doing 25 miles per hour or more. And you're going to get that $1,200 ticket. And basically, your life is going to be fucked. And if it's a grandchild doing it, your grandkid's going to be fucked. Because those points are going to be assessed. You're going to go before a judge, even if you're on vacation visiting grandma and grandpa. And you're going to have a criminal record on your record for the rest of your life. Unless you can spend thousands of dollars to get it legally expunged from your record. So you can see that it's extremely dangerous and severe consequences if you should get caught speeding in a golf cart in the villages. So why do it? Why tempt fate? And with that, Bob out.